Many organizations make an effort to ensure that they have best practice shift schedules. However, I cannot tell you how many times I have asked to see the organizational work schedule only to be told, but that's not what we really work. So I've learned that what is often more important is the human resource and management policies that affect what shifts employees actually work. These can ruin the best schedules. The most common of these practices is the need for excessive overtime. Now, this may be due to poor operational planning or short staffing, either purposeful or unexpected. Then there are the job duties that are influenced by the needs or schedules of others apart from the employing organization. The most common example of this is the requirement for police officers to appear in court, or transport and commercial truck drivers who are subject to loading and unloading schedules at warehouses. Another common factor is training schedules. In many workplaces, training is always scheduled during the day. Now, this requires that those working the night shift either forgo going home to sleep, while those with a scheduled day off must come in for this work commitment. Consider today how the human resource and management practices in your organization may be ruining good schedules. If you know someone who needs to hear this message, please share it so that everyone can sleep better, feel better, work better.